I'm going to just start it off because Easter, I'm about to get into it right now, you guys. Episode 41. Let's clap it up.
Yeah.
Let's clap it up and keep it clapping for Kendrick Lamar.
Let's go.
Kendrick Lamar announced today via his website, PG Lang, or Oklahoma.com, that new album is coming, 5/13, May 13th, and it's called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Wow.
Wow.
I just want to embrace. So I don't know about all these, because there's a lot of there was a lot of conversation before we turned on the cameras.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited for the album. Yeah. I'm just excited because is this because I think this is going to be his, like, this obviously, I mean, I hope it's not his last one.
It's his last with TDE. Yeah. And it's not his last.
Hopefully it's like an awesome goodbye.
And he did it with a press release similar to when Michael Jordan announced he was coming back from retirement. It's like if you side by side it looks exactly like the same memo. And it essentially says, LA, California, April 18, 2022, which is tonight. The following statement was released today by Oklahoma through his company, PG Lang, at 11 a.m. Pacific time in Los Angeles, California. Album, Mr. Morale and the Big Morale. I'm sorry, we're Latino. We're going to make it Spanish. We thought it was Morales. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, release date 5/13/2022. All factual info for this release will come directly from this source only.
Wow. That's dope.
That's crazy. Did you cry?
I was so happy. I sent that so fast. And I just was like, oh my gosh. You know what's crazy is that with Kendrick, it's never just what he puts out there. So already we're dissecting what the name means. What is it backwards? Has he ever had a teacher named Mr. Morale? Like, what does this mean? And even, you know what I did? Oh, my God. I don't care. I saved those pictures to see what the file name is. Like, so when you go to save that press release, it says announcement. Like, on the folder, it says step or something, right? Or it says, like, just the folder that it's in, like, So all of that, like, I look into all of that type of deal. But you have to when you're a Kendrick fan because it's that deep.
There's breadcrumbs everywhere.
In the To Pimp a Butterfly album, he has Braille in there so that if you're blind, you can read, like, if you get the album packaging. Like, that's how, like, detailed he is. Like, regular people won't get it, but if you really look into it, he hides little things that even years from now, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that's what he did?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
I love when artists do that.
I'm so happy.
Tyler, the Creator, does that a lot, too.
Yeah, Tyler does.
I'm excited for this. It's the first time in 5 years, right? I mean, he's done guest spots, obviously. Yeah. He's, you know.
The last time he dropped his solo album was 2017 with Damn. And that was incredible, too. They had people thinking, is it the Matrix, Red Pill, Blue Pill type of deal? Yeah. Is there going to be another album? Then it's an album if you play it from reverse.
Yeah.
And then Vic was saying, who's Oklahoma?
Yeah, okay, so who's Oklahoma? Like, what's your theory
on
this?
It's his take on Obama. Oh. I can't believe you didn't get that.
Are you sure?
Yes. So he always has, like, Kung Fu Kenny, Cornrow Kenny. Oklahoma, take out the B in Obama and add a KL, Kendrick Lamar. Oklahoma.
You think he wants to be?
Yes, it's presidential. Mm. Yes, he definitely would be.
Yeah, I mean, that's tight, but that's just, like, not current. You know, that's like 2008 shit. You know, everybody wanted to be Obama.
We don't even know where this album's from or when, and I just think it's more so the vibe.
What if it's Oklahoma?
I don't think
I thought Oklahoma. It was okay Llama. That's
okay,
what I thought
so
this whole time.
You think that it's more okay Llama than it is an Obama flip.
What that you said, that makes a lot of sense. But okay Llama, I mean, think about it. Goats.
Llamas, not llamas.
I know, but they're in the same category.
Are they?
Yeah.
Fortnite?
They're all like in the camel family or something like that.
Are they?
I don't know.
I
was researching llamas before to find some sort of
like tie?
Correlation. Like, what does this mean? Like,
right. No, I think Oklahoma only thing I could is come definitely up with. Obama related.
But I do have a theory on it, though. Okay, so llamas, right? Where do they come from? Peru.
Oh, I was gonna say
Peru. Yeah, they come from Peru. What is a famous llama movie from Peru?
Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, he is the emperor, and this is his new groove.
Wow, that's deep.
You know
think
what?
About
that's
that deep.
Shit.
You know
what?
It makes sense.
Right?
You like that?
I literally thought about that.
I'm not listening to
it. I like it It definitely, if it's that simple.
If I get it right.
Simple, then I am annoyed.
If I get it right, he's like, yeah, it's a new groove. You guys never seen Disney Channel?
Watching right now, like, oh my God.
Because Kung Fu Kenny.
Rose Grant's big figure. Yeah.
Kung Fu Kenny. Hey, I better get an interview because of that if I do it.
Kung Fu Kenny was off of Rush Hour.
Yeah, Kung Fu Kenny. That was that character. Yeah. And it was very simple because like that was an ancillary character in the shit. It wasn't like the main character.
Art is like this, right? Like, okay, like, I understand, like, there's always, like, obviously, we, like, see, like, the Drakes where it's, like, his cover art, like, we talked about it, it wasn't our favorite, it was kind of, like, whatever, random, whatever. But when, especially being around you guys and other, like, hip-hop heads, when people talk about Kendrick, it's always, like, how the fuck did he think of that?
Yeah.
Or how the fuck did he come up with that?
It just shows how genius he is.
Or like how, like, boo, like I always wondered this, like.
Wow. Like something else just came to me. Because you know how it's like Mr. Moran, the Big Steppers? Mm-hmm. Literally, the link to this is oklahoma.com/step. Like steppers, step. Because I'm like, why is it step? You get it?
And when
everything
you,
makes sense.
And when you groove, what do you do? You step.
In the name of. Hip-hop.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. I've always just thought about, like, like, is Kendrick, like, at home just, like, on his phone? He's like, I like this. Let me write it down on my notes. Or, like, what's his, like, process of, what's you guys' theory on Kendrick working on an album, especially one that's a goodbye to his thing?
Before he dropped, can we go back to his website? Because before he dropped this press release, he had a folder titled New Thoughts. So go back to, like, his website. Like, just go to oklahoma.com. Just go to the website. And in that, it tells you what he's been up to. Like, he says, like, and I think it's low-key riding four-wheelers around the beach. Can you make that big so we can read it? Okay. So he says, okay, I spend most of my days with fleeting thoughts, riding, listening, and collecting old beach cruisers. The morning rides keep me on a hill of silence. I think low-key he lives... you guys know?
Burrito?
No. Imagine. No. Rich people, OC, Kobe.
Newport. Coast?
Yeah, that Newport area. Beach, that area. Yeah.
Bubble Island.
He lives out there.
Like that.
Maybe I'll see him.
Maybe. He says, I go months without a phone. Love, loss, and grief have disturbed my comfort zone, but the glimmers of God speak through my music and family.
Oh my God.
While the world around me evolves, I reflect on what matters the most. The life in which my world will land next. That's the future. As I produce my final TDE album, I feel joy to have been a part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years. The struggles, the success, and most importantly, the brotherhood. May the Most High continue to use Top Dog as a vessel. So that's more of a Top Dog, like,
thing
to them.
Homage.
Yeah, but that's what he's been doing. The beach. What if it's vibes?
Beach cruisers.
What if
on the beach.
This is his Bad Bunny album?
What if Bad Bunny's on the album? Oh my
Mr.
God.
Mr. Morale, baby. Let's just throw it out there. What else?
Yeah, that would be dope.
And she said that it might be a double album, or you thought
it
was a double album.
I thought it was a collab album.
A collab album.
When she said that, it triggered me to think, okay, because when I first saw the title, I'm like, okay, this is kind of contradicting.
Right.
Right? Mr. Morale, that means somebody that, you know, has a lot of morale, has a lot of morals, whatever. And then the Big Steppers, that's like a term right now in L.A. that's like, oh, I'm a big stepper, like I'm a big dog. It's kind of just like a new thing being thrown around.
Really?
And yeah, it's a good thing. Like,
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, I'm like, those are like, that's a stark contrast. Yeah. So I'm like, what if it's a double album?
Yeah, like a speaker box Love Below.
Yeah, and there's one side that's, you know, this like conscious Kendrick stuff where he's commenting maybe on, you know, injustices or just however he's feeling, chiming in. And then there's like just the bangers. Because we know Kendrick knows how to make the bangers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big stepper music.
And I just have to think he's going deep just because, like, literally this photo that he posted of himself, how he's calling himself Oklahoma, and even just him saying, like, I've dealt with a lot of loss and a lot of grief. That really feels like that's where his brain and his spirit is at, you know? Yeah. He's always going to make great music, even out of that. But, yeah, that's where
crazy.
My brain's at.
Yeah, I'm excited for
I'm excited,
shit.
Too.
I'm excited
and
because...
And it's going to... What I love... I'm so sorry to cut you off.
No.
What I love is that we don't have to wait long. This is not like a album coming this summer.
Oh,
like, literally, it's coming next month.
Yeah.
Like less than a month away from new Kendrick Lamar.
And this is step one, so you're going to start to see a single.
Yes, the rollout, the marketing, whatever it is. All the cool shit. Yes, I'm here for it. Here for any LA, anything that he does, because he's always going to bring it back home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think he's going to work with any new artists? Any new LA artists?
I would love to see Kendrick and Blast. I would love to.
Shout out Blast.
Because even like the Black Panther album, he worked with a SOB. RBE was in it.
Yeah.
People were in it from out here too. Like,
he's worked with
YG Hootie. Like, he's done where he's tapped into like the younger LA.
You guys want to know a fun fact?
What?
They've already worked together and released a song together 10 years ago.
Blast and Kendrick?
Yeah. It was Blast's first placement as a producer. His first big placement, it was called Do Yo Gutta with Hitta J3.
Yeah, I know that song. Oh, yeah. And he was on the remix. Kendrick jumped on the remix.
Blast produced that song.
Wow.
10 years ago. Like, long
Do Yo
Gutta
is fire, too.
It's crazy.
That was like 2013, 2014, something like that.
Let's take a shot for Blast real quick.
No. Blast. I mean, love Blast. We're taking a shot for Kendrick.
I think Blast would understand.
Yeah, Blast would understand.
Shout out Blast.
Cheers.
Salute.
Kendrick, excited for your... Hopefully you have some love songs in there.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the new grooves.
But, yeah, that is crazy to think that, like, 10 years ago, Blast was probably just barely making a name for himself.
Not even yet. Nobody even know. Like,
yeah.
Just hood passing around. It was like, really around to your homies.
He was producing, you know, for Hitta J3, who was pretty cracking at the time, and is Kendrick's homie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, grew up together type. So, Kendrick hops on the remix. You know, there's nothing that anybody, you could have never expected that.
I know you've heard it. If you listen to it, you've heard it. You're like, oh, because I had to dance with it.
Yeah, do your good.
Damn, I just got to listen to it.
You'll love it.
10 years ago, yeah. 10 years ago, I was like,
10.
I was 12. and I think that's, middle school for me?
Yeah.
So like 6th, 7th grade?
Yeah, you probably heard it.
Schoolboy Q was probably, Blast was like one of my favorite songs.
Oh, I love that song.
But yeah, shout out Blast. He's dropping an album this Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday?
Yeah. Before you go.
Yeah.
Before you go. Wow.
We're going to go to a cool thing for Blast.
Yeah.
Blast is cool. I root for Blast so much because I feel like he's everything we want in an artist from out here. He's someone like, he clearly has the experience. Like, he's put in work. He's earned it. He's earned it
100%.
Yep.
Not only does he rap, he produces. And when he makes music, it doesn't sound like Everybody else. Any other region, it sounds like him, you know, it sounds like us. And then he's saying some shit that's like not corny. Yeah. He's not like singing to a girl. Like, it's really hard for guys when they sing to girls to not get in their corny emo feelings where other guys are like, come on, bro. He gets emotional and vulnerable, but it's still fire. Like, it's some shit a guy would say, like, but still be a man.
And it's just very relatable. Like, he's really tapped in with what goes on and how feelings and, you know, the problems we face, you know, as men or women face, and it's just very relatable music.
Yeah, he's for sure like my favorite artist at the moment, and he's been my favorite artist for a while.
Guy,
yeah, he's dope
good
as fuck.
Guy,
very humble.
Very humble.
What was it? Damn, the name of the album's escaping me.
Of what?
The one where he's getting his hair braided in the.
Oh damn! It escaped me too.
No Love Lost.
No Love Lost.
I always think of like No Love Lost before you go. Like, what's the string of like albums?
Yeah.
Or where does it land?
He seems like an artist that would connect them.
Yeah.
The reason he became one of my favorite artists, because I remember just fucking with the album and like, I was like, damn, this shit is dope. Like, so and then I like shit like that. When I started going to the gym, all of you guys sent me songs.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, send me like a mellow like this, a beat like that, and all of that kind of blast a sound as well, right? And I think when I've seen him like do basically a movie with that whole album, where the video made sense, where like they were trying to set him up, or the girl was trying to like get him set up, or his homie turned on, I was like, damn, this dude really goes deep into this shit.
With his artistry, very, very intentional with everything he does. He doesn't just throw shit out, stuff like that. Even with this, it's like, okay, before you go, you see that he has a different look. Like, he's kind of going for more of like a biker vibe. Mm. You know, he's wearing the bandana. Also, there's a art like a airplane kind of thing. Then he took a photo next to like a private plane. Then the whole thing is like themed of like in the sky and all that. Yeah. So it's like, how is this gonna coincide? The first video already came out was Zakari, So I'm just curious to see, like, is it all going to tie in as well? Is there another story attached to this? And then it's like, does this mean he knows a girl's about to leave? Or is it that he's about to take off?
Yeah, that shit is deep.
You know?
Shout out hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love all these fan theories.
And then I like the, like, let's go to the track list real quick. I like the names of the songs. We saw one and we're
We saw one and I was like, damn, this is going to
be my favorite song already. Okay, before you go, they already dropped the track list. By the time you watch this, they'll probably, like, the album will be out.
Yeah.
But already off the track list, Fake Love in LA. Wow.
Wow. And that's deep. Oh, we
still on my way. Me.
Keep coming back. My ex.
Wow.
Couldn't wait for it. Future Rick Ross.
Talk to me nicely. Jorge. Damn. Like, go ahead. I appreciate you, Let Blast. It
be. Yeah, bro. I like all these names. Like, everything means something. Yeah. Other than, like, Sky Lounge Music. Like, I don't know.
Sky Lounge Music. Like, Maybach Music.
But Fake Love in LA, you think that's going to be like some, like...
I hope.
He's like bars.
You think that's the bop?
Okay,
you think that's the radio song?
Because I didn't like No More Parties in LA. No More Parties in LA is a song that Kanye West did with Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a theory that Kanye got Kendrick's verse before he put hooks on it and before he titled that song. Because what he's explaining is like a Hollywood party. He's explaining mm-hmm. about like pill poppers and Hollywood mm-hmm. Hills, girls with hella tans doing like coke and all of that. And he's like, no more parties in LA. Please, no more parties in LA. And I feel like if Kendrick knew that that was a concept of the song, he would have probably flipped it to like what a real LA party is. You know, mm-hmm. We have such a debate of like, we hate when people call Hollywood LA.
Yeah.
That song was about Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I have a theory I would want to ask Kendrick himself, but I don't like songs like that because it's not LA. And so even when I see Fake Love in LA, I'm interested to see where Blast takes it. And I think where Blast takes it, and I think he'll take it somewhere good, like somewhere like really talking about what's fake and what's real in LA.
Wow. You know? Yeah. And then it's dope to think too, like that, like Blast is from the land. So it's like, let me see what you're doing, Barrito. Like, kill it. You know what I mean? It's always dope to root for somebody that's winning out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The track list is interesting in the way that there's...
That's like a hell of Twitter post.
Yeah, aside
I'm
from...
I'm going crazy.
Aside from Grandmaster Vic, there's no LA artists on here. Grandmaster Vic is a violinist, but...
Nice.
Aaron Ray...
Yeah,
I think he's around a lot. Oh, he's like with LA people all the time. I think he's from Ohio, if I'm not mistaken. And then obviously Rick Ross, the legend.
Damn, I already I'm feel warm from one. The shot.
Me too. Blast, we're rooting for you, perrito.
Yeah.
Can we Zakari? Do a half a shot for a Blast?
Zakari's from Bakersfield, I think.
Yeah, Zakari's from... Oh, I thought Oxnard or someone.
Bakersfield. Oh, okay. So he's been around for a long time, though, in LA. Like,
yeah.
I met him in Echo Park, like, four years ago.
You met him in Echo Park?
At the Echoplex, yeah.
He seems to me to be very, like, an introvert.
Yeah, he's
you know,
pretty, yeah.
Like, this is outside of his comfort zone to be the artist, but he has a voice.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Wow, shout out to hip-hop.
Shout out to hip-hop.
Hell yeah. Hip-hop.
I love this hip-hop.
It's going to be a great hip-hop. Summer.
It's going to be a great summer.
It's going to be a West Coast summer. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, West Coast
Are you guys
summer.
Excited?
Hell I'm yeah. excited for summer. I'm excited. Because I've been at the gym.
Ooh. Summer bod incoming.
Yeah, I mean. What's been your favorite part of the gym, and what's been your least favorite part of the gym?
My least favorite, waking up. My, honestly, it's becoming something like, it's kind of becoming an addiction.
Wow.
Like, it's something I've, like really, like, committed to.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, this is what the fuck I really want to
do. What's your routine like? You go in, like, let's say I'm walking in the gym.
I'm walking in the gym, and then get recognized real quick.
Sub, ladies.
Do you get recognized real quick?
Do you have to pay the monthly or you get it for the free?
No, I pay the monthly. Okay, I pay the monthly. Okay. But actually the girl that signed me up, she was like, you know what I mean? But she was hella cool.
Tell her hook it up.
Nah, she was cool though. But it's dope, man. I walk, like, for you think I just walk in, like, and just shake everybody's hands? Like, I already know everybody grabbed the towel from the person walking by. Like, that's not what it is at all.
Do you take a shower at the gym?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Para casita.
Yeah.
Para casita. But nah, it's dope, man. It's a vibe. They got like a fucking, they have a theater room there.
Yeah.
So I get to like Workout
while you watch movies. Yeah. But the movies never really like.
No, they be showing. They show like.
I went to a gym and I'm like, dude, this movie's. I don't even know the name of
it. They show like Remember the Titans.
Oh, nice.
Fucking Transformers.
I'm so confused. What do you
Shrek?
Mean? There's a theater room in the gym?
Yeah, like it's literally a dark room and they have like cardio machines. It's kind of like a baby sauna. So you're running or you're on like the steps while a movie's playing. Watching.
Okay, for like the stepping machine.
Literally is like a theater. Like imagine going into a theater, but instead of the chairs, it's exercise machines.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's dope as fuck.
The new wave, bro.
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
And then,
why?
And then,
I just want to sit down and fucking put my feet up while I watch
the movie. No, because it keeps you from looking at how much time you have left or like.
It's like you're distracted by watching the movie.
Like when I first started the bike thing, I was doing like a mile and a half in like 10 minutes. Now I do 3 miles in 12 minutes.
He's like, now I do two movies.
Yeah. Nah, 2 movies is crazy.
But I did one Godfather at the gym today.
And that's a long ass movie.
The next day I did a Pineapple Express.
But I like to be stretching up and then get my shit in. It feel hella good though. You start feeling good about yourself.
Do you do squats?
I do. I could squat pretty good.
Squats for the thoughts.
Yeah, and it's not, bro, that's where the baddies be at, bro. But you know what I mean? I be minding my business though.
What's an exercise you won't do?
I'll do them all.
Nice. Well, you do this one, the one that you go like that.
Oh, no. One time we're waiting for like the squat thing, and the homies were like, you can work on your glutes.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is a glute? They're like, your ass. I was like, I'm not, it's like some shit where you're like this and you're like, and then it's heavy. And I'm like, bro, I'm already thick, perro.
You are.
No, but that's good for like pelvic thrust motion. Get more.
You get more sturdy right here. You know stroke game is more crazy.
And then Loki, that's the secret to working out. I know. I was like, in my day, I was legit a gym rat.
Yeah.
But when you work on your legs, a lot of people do crunches for like their abs and stuff like that. But as long if your legs are your biggest muscle, so if you get your legs right, it's gonna charge up every other part of your body. So the quickest way to get those abs or get tight everywhere is to work on your legs so that it can push through. Josh, you're a gym rat too, right? Legs is important.
Yeah. The good thing about strongest part of your body.
The strongest part.
See, the good thing about me is that the homies didn't think I could do it, but
size for the guys.
I grew up swimming. So my leg strength is like not the normal leg strength. Like I didn't have to like just swimming my whole life, fucking just naturally I could squat. Like my second day I was like squatting a plate already. And they're like, fool, what the fuck, you could do that? And I'm like,
you could squat a plate?
Like a plate. That's what it's called, squatting a plate.
Like one plate on each side?
Yeah, like one
plate. Okay, I legit thought of plate on your butt.
No.
Because to squat, you have to do that.
First of all, your back has to be straight. If not, you hurt yourself, right?
No.
Yeah.
Squatting?
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Squatting at the... you have to bend and arch. Yeah.
Bend and snap.
Yeah, bend and snap.
But yeah, shout out to Jim.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Duno.
Facts. Keep going.
Keep going.
Shout out the baddies of the gym.
How's everybody's weekend? It was Easter.
Easter weekend.
Easter weekend was lit.
Yeah. Dude, I had no idea your arena wars got how they were.
Yeah, I thought I was playing.
No. I thought like it was just the egg and that's it. You full on deck, like it's just polvo everywhere.
Yeah, bro, so se pasaron de verga estando.
Yes.
So this year.
It looked like a white Christmas.
Yeah. Hella, it like hella perico there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saca la bolsita for real.
Saca la bolsota. Yeah. Now, what's crazy is that this year we were struggling to find eggs with arena.
Yeah, I saw you.
So
must be the shortage at the.
Yeah, it must be the shortage at the arena somewhere, you feel me? But my uncle and then my brother-in-law's mom, they had arena bags. And they were just handing out arena bags, and that shit got wild, perro.
Damn.
Everybody got it. Everybody, it was a war. For even the taco man that came to serve the family got it.
Damn. What? You hit the taco man?
Yeah, they hit him too. They made him like, they told him like, she was put on a photo. He like stepped out around from the food, and she got. And they was on him. Everybody got it. Jakarta got it. Jakarta's was hella confused, like. This is what happens on your guys' Easter?
He's like, why are you guys doing this to me during Ramadan?
Yeah. That was an excuse the whole time. It's like, it's Ramadan, dude. And then we're like, we're not Muslim. Yeah, and then he's like, I'm not Catholic. This isn't working. So it was dope. It was, man, overall, it was a dope team. We played dodgeball. But yeah, it got crazy. I had to go home, and I was like, for like an hour, I was like,
they fucked up your hat. Oh, I felt bad for your hat. As a hat person, I was like, damn, his hat.
Yeah, they fucked up my hat. Gotcha.
It's not fixable. You can't fix
that. Nah, you can't fix that.
Damn.
How was your Easter?
Easter was good. I think I had the traditional Easter. I had the kids with the eggs and literally that.
That's it?
Yeah, we had like a cool like lunch. My best friend, the police officer, she came over with her kids. My sister came over with her kids. My sister-in-law came over with her kids. And we just had, I think if you guys have seen me, I get my host vibe with the kids. So I'm the one that's playing with them. Yeah. I'm the one that's out with them, like leading, like they listen to me.
So the parents.
They're like, you guys, it's time for a race. The parents are inside doing whatever they want to do. Yeah. I'm outside with the kids.
Yeah, yeah. I hear one thing about you is, and Jorge as well. But you're like a good host.
Yeah, like with kids. I'm like very in here. Like I'm like okay,
top
guys.
Tier host.
Yeah.
Yeah, top tier host.
What did you do, Victor?
It was a good family weekend for me, it for was. Sure.
I seen.
Hey, yeah. Vic, it's like real, huh? It's like real, real.
It's real.
No, it's like yeah.
It's real. It's really real.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I feel like you. Were you at another baby shower?
No. His sisters.
My sister.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I put like damn. Your sister had like 30 baby showers.
No.
I feel like I see so many baby showers. I'm like, damn.
No,
bitch.
She had a gender reveal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the day of the I remember. Once Upon a Time. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, so she had her baby shower.
She doesn't like us or what?
Yeah,
why? Oh. We weren't invited.
She's been waiting. I mean, obviously she's met you. She's been waiting to meet you. She's like, dude, when am I going to meet Letty? I'm like, I don't know. She literally lives like a block from here.
Damn.
No cap. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so it was her baby shower, super cool, just, you know, small thing, family. And then...
and Linda.
Yeah, facts. And chicken nugget. And then... And then... No, it's okay. And then...
Oh! Just give it up,
give it up for Linda.
Shout to Vic.
For the kid of the club.
Shout to Linda.
It's so weird, like, sorry, not to cut you off, but no, it's so good. Weird seeing Vic in love.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell me about it. When we did the Dodger thing, I'm like, know, oh, my yeah. God.
No, no, but no, then they came to the club.
They, like, are one person. Like, they have matching outfits. They are that couple. If Vic has ever talked shit about a certain couple that either sits on the same side of the fucking...
Vic, for sure, the type to sit on the same side.
Yes, he's the same sider person. The matching couple. If they go to Disneyland, there's going to be, like, his, hers, or whatever. Like, with Mickey Mouse here.
In my defense, it's not my idea, but I go with it anyway.
Yeah. So
it's
like, okay,
you know
okay.
What I'm saying? He's a Mandy.
You're a Mandy. I learned today, I low-key always thought Mandilon meant it's a guy que manda mucho, that like, yeah. Like is controlling. But not. Nah, Mandilon is the opposite.
The
it's
very opposite.
Yeah, yeah. When you're a Mandy, it's if it takes a lot for you to, when you're a Mandy, you know you're in love. I think that's it. Like, sometimes I'll try to, like, invite the homies to the club, and he's like, and then I'm
like, the goal is to become a Mandy, cause, but, like, not even be embarrassed about it. Like,
yeah,
like,
I think that is it. Vic was just saying something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's not your idea, we go with it.
Yeah, just basically, it was like, we're at the Dodger store, and, like, obviously she doesn't have any Dodger gear, like, you know, she's not from here, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna get this one, and she's like, yeah, me too, and I was like, okay. Okay, we're gonna have the same one. She's like, yeah, and I'm like, okay. She's like, what shoes are you gonna
is
wear?
How and I'm went, like, Linda?
I'm like,
no, right?
She's like, what shoes are you gonna wear? And I'm like, these. She's like, oh yeah, I'll wear those too. And then it's like, but I bought her the same shoes I have, so it's like,
no, but see,
you know what
see,
I'm saying? I'm over here tricking
because Amandi always has an excuse tricking about why it's happening. No. So I'll invite the homie and he'll be like, so the homie always does this. Homie Sovic always goes like, I don't like the club. But Amandi's always gonna say they don't like something or they don't want to do something because
they know
because
it's already,
just a better around yeah. The conversation.
Then like hey, my girl's gonna.
For my girl doesn't want me to go, so I'm not gonna go.
Like, hey, I don't even like it play over there. They don't even play the good music.
Yeah, like shut up, fool. You know that DJ. Like, shut up. Yeah. But I seen him at the club and it was just weird seeing him be a one person.
Yeah, they're one.
Yeah, they're one.
They're like this. They're like.
Like, they were hugging the whole time?
No, when we're at the Dodger thing, and we'll talk about the Dodger thing a little bit later, I, like, turn to, like, talk to you guys, and then I see something, and I'm like, oh, like, I felt like I'm in their space. Yeah. When weren't they kissing?
Now the homies were like, hey, fool, this girl is like a chola. And I'm like, she does.
I knew it wasn't only me.
Bro, the homies were like, hey, fool, she's like a chola. I'm like, fool, she's from Dallas.
That was funny.
But
when
you know what's funny? That's what Vic, it's like literally this goes back. No, to the first time I met Vic And we talked about, like, what you want your partner. And he literally is like, I want an assertive girl. I want a girl that tells me what to do. Like, he said, like, he's essentially saying, I want to be a mandilón. Like,
I didn't say that. I said, I want a girl to tell me what to do. And yeah. I'm not going to listen, but like, I want her to
tell me. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you're deep. You really are a journalist.
Yeah. Like, I knew since back then. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cool.
Yeah, Linda made sense in Dodger Gear. I'm like, that shit is cholo.
That's why I posted that picture. And I was like, oh, I met her in line for a churro.
That's when you met her in line for a Michi.
Yeah.
Yeah, in another life, you're from out here.
For sure.
Yeah, I 100% think that. Because it would have been like if she was wearing like a braise.
Like, I didn't know they make them like this in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, shout out Dodgers.
Yeah, shout out Dodgers.
They swept the Reds. Let's cap it up for that. You know what I mean? We've been killing it, bro.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
killing it, cuzzy.
They've been killing. Yeah, I went to the game on Sunday, too, just for the fuck of it. I was like, oh, shit, day game.
Yeah.
And we're whooping their ass. Like, it's constant. Freddie Freeman.
That feels good.
Trey Turner. Everybody back-to-back just hits. Boom, 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 boom.
It's so dope to watch your team win. Especially with the season we had with the Lakers.
We needed an upper.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, we are the shit, right? Right,
did you see that Master P wants to coach or be the head coach for the Lakers? You know who Master P is?
He has kids.
Yes. He has kids.
They had a TV show?
Yeah.
Dad, okay. See,
he was the dad on Lil Romeo's house or whatever?
Okay.
Yes. He's Lil Romeo's dad.
Okay, Lil Romeo's dad.
That's hilarious.
He's the dad of the guy on the ICDC college commercials.
Arre.
Yeah.
So you know nothing about, like, Master P.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, but, much more.
I know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
He was Diddy before Diddy in the business sense.
He really set the tone for, like, being an artist and distributing through a label, not just, like, signing to a label and signing your life away. Yeah, he was more like
he invented an independency.
Kind of independence, but more distribution. Like, before that, we didn't have, like, the knowledge like that.
Everybody really followed his model.
Yeah. And he, like, even the smallest thing before, it was, like, album, like CD booklets. And even he was like, hey, how about at the end of this booklet, we promote someone else's album? So it's like even the smallest thing of like, oh, wow, like you're at the end of the booklet. Because before that mattered, like you're reading it. Oh, my God, let me look at who else is dropping or let me look at the next album. It's like those minor tweaks were non-existent before him. Shout out to Master P, legend. But I don't think he should do this. He says, this Hollywood, anything can happen out here. I don't know owner and president, like Jeannie Buss, tell her to bring me up for an interview. He literally said, if you want to win, bring me on. He also, one thing about Master P that's known is that he played in the league. Initially.
He was the only rapper.
Before J. Cole.
Yeah, but I mean.
And Common.
Wait. Common played in the league?
That was a movie.
No, he played for a little thing. No, he didn't.
That was a movie with Queen Latifah.
I know that movie. Oh, my God, Angie.
Oh, my
God. That wasn't real, Angelica.
No, he has a whole story. He played when he was a little kid, but it was just like a little thing.
He was a ball boy for the Bulls.
Okay, I know. Yeah.
No, but these guys actually like.
That's being their bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
They had jerseys.
He was a little kid.
Yeah. He was a ball boy. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. She thought Common. I even knew that.
No, I know. No, Angie loves Common. You can say no wrong to Common.
She's the one that sent me a Common song.
You want to get into Angie's DMs or in her heart, tell her Common is your favorite.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a Common song.
So once you got into Prius, he had a Common bump me?
Maybe. No. Hey, Prius puppy, play some Common. Maybe things will work out better for you.
He does. He does play Common.
He does play Common?
Do you have the same taste in music?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's where you bond?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, music.
If somebody were to look, like, when I first cars, met Angie, I thought she was just like a paisita.
No,
but her knowledge of hip hop is amazing.
Hip hop head.
That's crazy though.
Legend.
But damn, wait. So Master P played in the league.
Yeah,
he played for the Raptors.
Yeah,
played a preseason game.
Yeah,
did he win?
Probably not. He definitely chose rap, but it's just the stuff that he's done.
But he was good enough to come in off the street.
Master P is right. Okay, so Death Row was going on. Clearly what happened with Tupac, RIP, happened, right? Tupac passed away. The next biggest artist on Death Row is Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was fearing for his life on Death Row. He didn't know if Suge was going to come after him. He wanted out of his contract. Master P is so G, that Master P got Snoop Dogg out of his contract when Snoop Dogg was one of the biggest artists of that time, got him out of his contract with Suge Knight, one of the scariest guys that does not give up anything. You have to really be a G to get that type of leverage. Master P got Snoop out of the contract and took him to No Limit. And for a little bit, Snoop Dogg was in No Limit. That's where, like, you know how, like, how YG has My Hitta? My hitter. That low-key comes from, like, fuck the mother hits, because I'm down for my hitters. Like, it comes from, like a Snoop, No Limit, like, fusion. West Coast yeah. Connection. But that all happened because of Master P.
Master P is Snoop's big homie on the business side.
Yes.
Literally, he said that when he was on death row, he didn't know anything about business in the music game. And then he said,
and low-key, they thrived on that. Like, yeah. Suge thrived on Pac not knowing crap about contracts, music, because that comes to bite you in the ass when you try to leave. It's like, oh, no, buddy. Yeah. You owe me this, that, and the third.
Wow. Shout out Master P.
Yeah. You're still not going to coach the Lakers.
Yeah. Come on.
Shout out to you. You're a legend. You think
the P stands for Perrito?
No, his name's like Percy.
Percy Miller.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, I love how much we know together. Okay, thanks. Anyways.
So he wants to coach the team?
Yeah, he wants to coach the Lakers. And then I think Lamar Odom was saying that they should bring Phil Jackson back, which I think is like a good dream to have, but also like it's past its time, I think. And it's sad to say that, yeah, but it's
I'm tired of us going in the past for like other shit. It's like, no, go find something new. Find a new
Go coach steal with, Nick Nurse.
With a new yes, exactly. With a new yes. approach. Yeah. Yes, yes. Come on. You don't want to live in Toronto, it's cold.
Okay, what are we doing? Okay. You guys take the floor.
I can't
read. I need another shot. We're talking about Dodgers. Shout out to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Vic went to the Dodger game.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the fans that we've seen. Shout out to Brown Bag fans.
Big to the Brown Bag fans.
We had opening a good day was sick.
We had a good day. He has never been to opening day.
Yeah, just the whole experience. I know we all didn't go to the game, but just that whole vibe in Dodger Town.
You went to the game.
I know. I'm saying we all didn't go. Yeah, but being like just being there, hanging out, seeing the whole like the banda that was playing and shit down the street, doing those peoples like it was right there. Just everybody in Dodger gear, everybody excited. The whole like city was electric. That was so dope.
I didn't even know they were there.
Your homies?
Yeah, like because when we got there, I parked and instead of going straight down and then giving a ride, me, Vic, and Chicken Nugget, we crossed through the alley.
Yeah.
And so then when we were walking back, I was like, and they were like, what's up, bro? They're all drinking right there. Like, and it was a vibe. It was dope. They were fans of Letty and you feel me?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was dope. Shout out to the homies. They were going up over there.
Facts.
We were definitely going up.
Yeah, they had the grupo bumping.
This is really cool. I've been seeing it. Have you guys been seeing it? The new bridge?
The Sixth Street
Bridge. So the Sixth Street Bridge is supposed to open this summer. Okay, I remember. Okay, so let me read this. The new bridge replaces the 1932 viaduct, don't know what that means, of the same name, which was demolished in 2016. Viaduct probably means like something like a bridge,
something with like water.
Yeah. And I remember when they closed it down and everyone was sad because they used to do car meetups there and everything like that. But now what it looks like is mad futuristic.
Yeah.
And low key, I feel like it's gonna have lights. Or something. Like, it's going to be visible. One thing about LA is we love, like, our views. Like, that we love having the lights on the different buildings in downtown, even when we change their colors when something happens. Yeah. I think this is going to be similar. And that's going to be fire.
I'm a fan of our, I take a lot of pride in our views. Like, and a lot of the things that matter. Like, even last week when we talked about, like, how historic Filipino town finally got their sign over, like the other cities have it. But this shit just, like, the Sixth Street Bridge, it probably goes back to, like, your mom and your dad probably went, like, on a, like,
for sure.
Drove through there or maybe took a picture there.
Well, that's like, when you know, like, when you don't live in L.A., that's when you know you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
because that signals you, you're like, oh, I'm here now. I'm in L.A. now. Like, crossing over from Boyle Heights to there, it's like, okay, you know, no longer in East L.A., now I'm in downtown, and then I'm excited. Like, for me, somebody that didn't grow up in, like, the city, it's like, oh, now I'm about to go to the Callejones, or I'm about to, you know, go to LA Live, or, you know what I'm saying?
And then that shit just meaningful for, I think, for the people from Boyle Heights.
Yeah.
Like, that Sixth Street, like, bro, like, there's so many, like, movies that drove by there. Mm. Pictures were taken.
There was 80 movies and music videos filmed, like, a year or something like that.
And then, like, I seen shit like, It's about audio. He like I remember yeah. when they did the thing for Netflix, he showed so many dope pictures of like gang members that passed away or just anybody, and it was all at the Sixth Street Bridge, and the shit just meaningful as fuck.
Yeah, the crazy thing about this, so I was doing a lot of research earlier. Wow. Just all the stuff that it's going to entail, bike lanes, all this stuff. But most importantly, they're stressing it as like, this is the bridge to the new Los Angeles. And the way that it looks all futuristic is everything eventually is going to look, they're just going to try to match up to that type of architecture.
Right.
All the new developments that are happening in downtown is like, this is going to be like the first kind of domino. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was looking at a lot of crazy buildings that are
being built
and are going to be up in the next 5 years.
Even it's if crazy. You think of the air tram thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Chinatown to Dodger Stadium. Chinatown.
This city is going to look completely different in 2030. Completely different.
I'm still, I'm okay with the beautifulness of it. Like Sixth Street Bridge, I can only imagine all the, dope, especially, obviously, Boyle Heights.
And low-key, we're going to have it first. So it's on us to, set the tone for, what this equals, you know?
Yeah.
Garcetti did a speech. It's one of his last speeches because I think he's either out of office or his term is up or something. Mm-hmm. He did a speech on the bridge. And I remember when he was doing this speech, it was last week or something. I was like, damn, this is so cool. This is the bridge. And it's Garcetti, get out of here. I want to do the first speech on the bridge.
Hey, all right. Over under on the amount of graffiti that's going to be done the first day it opens.
By who?
No, not about you. I'm just saying,
which crew is going to be the
first
one?
I know it's going to be a race.
Yeah.
Fucking Kizama Pasada de Verga?
Yeah.
I for sure know a couple people that are waiting. We're driving by and we see how to get first. Up there. And
they already know how to get up there?
Yeah. What the fuck? But, you feel me? It's one of those things where, or who knows, they might respect it and not touch it.
Yeah, right.
I doubt that.
All it takes is one person, and then they'd be like, "Oh, well, so and so did it, so fuck that." I want to, I'm gonna look better.
It's on.
Even that is part of the city.
How many music videos you think from the day it opens?
Who's gonna be the first? Kendrick. This is how Kendrick's gonna freaking. If it drops in the summer, this Kendrick all day.
Wow.
All day.
Who's gonna shoot the first music video on there?
That's Kendrick!
The first protester there?
We gotta shoot the first podcast promo on there.
We should. Oh my god.
We should.
Photo shoot.
Oh shit.
Photo shoot at the Sixth
Maximo,
Street Bridge.
Get your shit together. Gonna have a photo shoot.
No, it's gonna be, it's exciting. It brings, I feel like, a lot of new energy, and it's just damn, this is.
And less traffic.
Yes.
There's a new way.
Bro, oh my god, that shit is so annoying. Every time I see it, almost it's getting close to being done, obviously.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just got to hop on this freeway.
Because instead of going on the 5, I could have just.
Yeah.
Could have just cut real over. Quick, just go over real quick.
That's awesome. Shout out to.
4th Street Bridge probably next. So.
Yeah. What if they're going one bridge by one bridge? So we get this one, but then we're going to lose another one.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because now everything's going to have to look like that.
Yeah, they can have the old bridges looking how they look, and then this one's being the outlier.
It's like when you get a new fridge and then your stove is all shitty. You're like, I gotta get,
My microwave is still freaking rotary.
Hey, real quick, did you guys grow up in a household where microwaves no calientes tu comida y, do it in the pan, in the pan?
No, but I feel like you did.
I didn't. Just the homegirl, her, they don't have a microwave at their house.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And it blew my mind. I was like, why the fuck? She's like, because nada más lo calentamos, for real. We put it on this, and I'm like, why? She's like, because the food doesn't taste the same when you microwave it.
True.
Yeah.
What about popcorn, though?
Yeah, that's one thing.
No, I was mad because, I'm like, did you ever have a corn dog growing up? No, I was like, oh my God, Hot Pockets?
Yeah, facts. bro, that's what Toaster? I
grew up with. She's like, and I'm like.
Well, you could probably make it in the thing too. Hot Pockets? Yeah,
but in my head, I was like, you never had a cup of noodles? She's like, yes, we put agua, I've been eating, and then we put, I'm like, oh, thank God, I almost had a heart attack.
That's how I know you weren't poor, and maybe she was just too poor.
No, they just recalentar everything.
Maybe that's what
you know
told
what
her.
It sounds like? A lot of dishes to wash. No, thank you.
Yeah. True. See, Angie's. I'm with Angie.
You were the dishwasher at home?
Yeah, still damn. Am.
Still empty.
For mine. For mine.
Dishes
I'm not in the middle.
To cook?
Well, if you're reheating it, I'm assuming you're using the pan.
The pan.
And you have to get dishes out. And, no.
Oh.
No, nothing.
Because I'm like, don't you put a dish in the? Are you just heating stuff up?
When
like,
I'm super lazy, I don't even put a tortilla in the pan. I just let it burn on the thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I burn. I like the charcoal taste a little bit.
But you know, my mom likes her tortillas like that.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not mad at it. It's good. Good for you. Okay, whatever. Edgar Report.
Edgar Report.
The bam, bam, bam. Edgar Report. Edgarception. I'm going to need to insert this video like in a little box right here, Jose, because it's not hard to describe, but it'll blow your mind when you see it. So basically, an Edgar.
That looks like Little Vic on him.
You know that looks like? Chato from Marca MP. Wow.
We don't know that it's not. It looks like him. We don't know that it's not. So there's a haircut that may or may not be sweeping the nation very soon. Wow. It's a variation of the Edgar, where a guy gets an Edgar cut in the front, but on the back fade, he has a portrait of himself with an Edgar cut
on. That's the wildest part, because we've seen portraits on someone's head, but his portrait also has an Edgar haircut.
Yeah, they were even combing it down.
That
making sure
is
the,
wild.
It's so well done, though. I got to applaud. Like, come on. Like that. Who's that barber?
Facts. My only question is, does he walk out with that, or is that just like the before I cut your whole hair? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you gotta rock that out. I was thinking, I'm like,
this barber did fucking amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
Unless he doesn't look like that. There's a reason why they didn't show his face.
Damn. What if that becomes like the head ass thing, and like guys start getting their girls like on the side of their head?
Every week?
That would be insane.
Oh, my God. Would you get Linda's face on the side? That would be crazy. If you do that, you're...
I don't have enough hair. It's not possible.
For you're the king of the Mondays. Like, that's a Mondy loan vibe.
Like, I have seen, though, that, I don't know, like, some young kids and shit get, like, their girl's name, like, carved into their head and shit. That's so super.
That's better than getting a tattoo, though.
No, I was just going to tell you guys, we're chilling.
Yeah, it will
this
grow
Saturday,
back.
I stayed in with the homies, the homegirls, my sister. The homie has his girl's name tatted. We make fun of him, right? But then my sister, like, seen it, she's like, oh, my God. And then all the homegirls were like, oh. And then he was like, shut up, fool. Don't say anything, fool. Shut the fuck up. And I'm like, damn, fool. You're a fucking lame one. Oh, Remzer!
Oh,
Remzer has his girl's name tatted.
Shout out, Remzer.
I'm like, you fucking...
We got to meet him.
Yeah, you got to meet Remzer. And I'm like, you fucking weenie. You're like, fool, you never been a lutter. That's what. I'm like, shut up.
Who's his girl?
The homegirl. Oh. Michelle, fuck it. We call her Silly. Oh. Yeah, but... Yeah, he has his girl name tatted. I was like, wow. Can't believe you did that, perro.
What is Vic's girl's chola name? Let's give it to her.
Oh, she already has one if you guys need it.
It's not chicken nugget.
No, she has an actual chola name. That's the funniest part.
Does what she really? Can we know?
Traviesa.
I'm done.
The Texas Traviesa. Wow. TT. Wow.
Is that what they call you in Texas? Like your friend?
Yeah.
No, this is like in middle school.
Oh yeah, it stays with you. God.
It stays with you.
This is dude knows since middle school.
True. My nickname, I've been having it since 7th grade.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Traviesa? Wow. Yeah. It's somewhat cringe.
But it's like I like getting to know her more. I understand why. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying she's fucking evil?
No, not evil.
No, Traviesa's more like mischievous.
She's with the shits too.
She's with the full flow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Traviesa.
That's wild.
Did you ever nickname yourself when you were younger?
I didn't nickname myself. But I did have a nickname, and I don't even want to say it because you guys.
Nah, you gotta say it.
Maybe for a live show, because if I say it, it's gonna follow me, and I will get upset that it follows me. You guys, literally, when I say it, I'm gonna be so mad because you guys are gonna be like, "Oh yeah."
Oh my God.
It was
So you've always been like that.
I'm not surprised. I get it.
It makes sense. Oh, can we please move on? Not you, Angie. Not you.
not me.
Oh, I hate my it. God. Yeah, it's fine.
That sounds like the tag team champions of the world.
That sounds like
don't two, play with us.
That sounds like two girls that you don't want in your class in the morning.
Back.
Oh hell no, hot Cheeto fingers.
Boy, you guys think this just started with you?
Boy, it always. Oh my, you guys don't understand, right? So like in the city, there was like girl tagging crews. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you're a tagger, you have a dope. Like my nickname is cool. Like it's Duno. I have the homie Rams, or I have the homie.
Yeah.
The homie like Zoner Fits.
Things that don't make sense or mean anything.
Yeah, but it's just it's dope shit. And no. then I'll meet girls, and their name was like
Giggles.
Like, and I used to be like, what the or like I used to meet
Smiley.
Oh no, I used to meet like even guy taggers, and their name was like fucking like Casper, like Foo. Gangbang already.
Yeah.
But the fact that you guys had the most funniest but actual shit, because I have a homegirl named
shut up.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of bleeping we got to do. But I have, and then she was really just on the wonder.
You're bleeping that
name.
Too.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah,
but that gives it away.
Yeah, and then I had a homegirl named Tavisa, and I was just like, and she was always like in juvenile hall, like what are you doing there?
Is your like theme song "Es la noche de travesura"?
Oh, dude.
No, you know what's funny though is that
have you seen any pictures of her in middle school?
No, I haven't. But did you guys catch when I posted that picture of her and I said I ran into her in the churro line?
Yeah.
The song I played was Party 69 by Fools Gone Wild. And in the beginning, he says, Meta, Taina named Traviesita. And I was like, did you hear this? She's like, no. I'm like, listen to it. And she's like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
She's
like, I'm
going
to put a romantic song.
Dude, the fact that you used to walk around in Dallas, Texas, and people used to be like, hey, Traviesa. Dude, this is amazing, Linda. You literally what this fool Vic needed.
She had it on her backpack, like she on her dance board.
No, no, you know where she had it? Dead ass
folder.
No, remember the light up belts?
Oh,
the light up belts.
No.
Look at Juan's face. Look at Juan's. Oh shit.
Oh my God. I used to. Yeah. Had different messages.
Yes.
Traviesa, don't fuck with me. I hate you. You got hot Cheetos? Oh my God, there's a clip. Fucking Traviesa, that's crazy. God. Angie, did you ever have like a nickname?
No, they would call me Rugrats or Pickles or something like that.
What the
what?
Fuck? Orange County shit. Orange County.
Orange County shit. La Rugrats.
La Rugrats.
La Pickles.
Angelica from the Rugrats.
That's still weak.
That was weak. But
was
they
it
would
like
say,
Brandon and Kyle that called you that?
No.
Was it Brad?
Was did it his Karen parents speak and English?
Oh my God.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, that is so crazy, bro.
How do we come up with this topic?
Oh, your Easter. I said it's real, right? And we're like, yeah.
And then you know what blows my mind even more? The fact that we're walking and then she showed Vic the movie Mi Vida Loca.
Yeah, Vic.
Yeah, I never watched it before. I knew what it was, but I just had never got around to watching it.
Why?
She went to go see it in theaters.
The drive-thru?
The drive-thru? She went to go see it with La Smiley. La Whisper.
La Whisper?
Shy Girl.
La Shy Girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh
sad
my.
Girl.
A sad girl. Did you like that movie, Mi Vida Loca? For who was your favorite?
Probably Sad Girl. Whichever one had the babies. Clearly.
Both of them had the babies by the same dude.
By the same dude.
And they were besties.
I know.
Guys.
Which one was the lighter skin one?
Whisper.
Right? No. Whisper. Which is the one that cheated when the girl had her baby? She fucked the best friend. She fucked the boyfriend.
Oh, that was the other girl. Sad girl?
Sad girl is the one that had the tighter on her hands.
Yeah. Is that some Michael Park shit?
Well... Nah, I ain't fucking dumb. I mean,
I'm saying, have you seen people in that situation?
Like fuck besties?
Yeah, because it's a small kind of town community kind of thing.
I for sure know a girl that probably dated like homies from the like a fucking homie hopper. I for sure know a homie hopper. 100%. Is that word of? I think that's probably one of the most of. Oh, Sadie. Why she got my last name? She's so bad.
Damn, she's
fire. That's not mousy.
Did you guys know Salma Hayek was in the movie?
Gata.
She was in the car with the dude from River Valley.
Oh my God, when in the end?
No, when? in the beginning, when he first comes around.
Top tier Chicano freaking filmography, cinematography.
Wow. It's a great movie.
It's a great gotta movie. Make a movie. We gotta do like Brown Bag Presents.
Well, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Our movie's gonna be about La Traviesa finding love with
what a journalist?
What was your hood name?
Oh my God, yes.
I didn't grow up in the hood.
Everyone had one.
No, it didn't.
They had to call you something. Come, yeah. Rugrats, Pickles, come on.
No, I didn't.
The OC, you got something. You're in South Bay. Mm-mm. What was it?
Mm-mm. I didn't have a name.
Nothing.
Well, take me Rosecrans, take me.
No, that came later.
Angie's from the OC, and she got a nickname. So you must have got a nickname.
I didn't have a nickname.
You're from South Bay.
I don't have a nickname.
It's something that's even worse than all of those nicknames that we just said.
Yeah, that's crazy. Traviesa's crazy, but like... This just made my
whole
week.
Now I see her and I'm thinking, Traviesa.
Yeah,
it fits her, right?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. Is her name cool or Culo?
Cool.
Cool. I go, cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
I fuck with it. It's cool to me a little bit because it's cringe.
She reminds me of so many homegirls that I've had that are like ride or die, but like about their shit. Like,
She does look a little mean though, right?
Yeah, but that's why I fuck with it. He needs that.
He wanted
like,
that.
Because he's like super like happy, like.
No, I'm not because like he's super serious. Happy. Because it's balance. You need the girl that's going to keep you in line when you're like,
eh. Yeah, for Traviesa y Calmado.
Yeah.
Like, she was telling me a story about her, like, her homegirl, how she beat some girl up, like, at the club one day, and then went back and, like, saw where she was the next day and gave her, like, another beatdown. And I was just like, damn, that's crazy. I'm like,
you understand me, huh?
I'm like, why so much? And she's like, because she does. That's what she wanted.
Like,
and
sometimes I was like, when we show who we are, you get me. Like,
yeah. I was like, isn't that a little excessive? Usually, guys, like you beat some dude's ass, and then it's like, all right, I beat his ass. Like, I'm moving on. And she's like, no. She's like, every time she sees her, she's gonna do the same shit. I was like, Jesus. And she told me all that with a straight face. Like, yeah. She's like, yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
She needed like 30 runbacks. That's cool.
And I was like, oh, but did she like get hit the first time? She's like, no, she like whooped her ass the first time thoroughly, didn't get any hits like on her, and then she went back and did it again. I was like,
what's her name? Like La Stomper?
You know, like on Save the Last Dance or like on like movies where like it's the girl and the guy is like from the hood or something. I don't even know if that's Save the Last Dance, but the guy is kind of the one that is like the dark side or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's like a good girl.
And then she's
girl.
Like the good girl. Yeah. That's this reverse. Like Vic is like the boy that's like never went out. Like he fucking stayed playing video
the
games.
Fucking square.
Yeah, super square.
She used to go to his house and then she's and like, throw him rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. His parents are like, you gotta stay away from the bad influence.
Oh, she's like Vicky Valancourt in The Water Boy?
Or like in Greece that happens too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's like your little
but she's your Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If you know that was me in high school, my relationships.
What?
I was like the bad kid.
Yeah.
And then the girls were like super like.
Yeah, you like the like to take the girl and like show her la mala vida.
Yeah, like sort of like come do something you don't always do.
Yeah.
Let's come paint this wall.
Okay. We're gonna take a break for 5 minutes and then we're going to come back with Sombra Sala. Angie, the Mayan mommy, and Sombra Sala. Hey. Hello.
I'm back because I'm cold here with my little blanket.
I love it.
I love it.
We're in the sala.
We are, because that's what you do, right?
Fuck abuelita vibes.
Okay. Sombra Sala vibes. Sombra Sala vibes. What's the haps? What happened at Coachella, Angie?
Okay, so Coachella happened. Week one of Coachella just happened. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Grupo Firme was like up there. People were really excited to go see them. I kind of was, too. Anyways, so Coachella on social media, they were getting backlash because Grupo's famous set wasn't streaming on YouTube, like how they normally stream all their artists on YouTube. So people were calling Coachella racist and hashtag Latinophobia because of that.
Right.
And so pretty much the fans bullied Coachella on YouTube saying like, hey, how come all this is happening and you guys are not streaming Grupo Firme. And they pretty much, Sunday they announced, they were, Coachella announced by popular demand, quote, quote, we're going to be streaming their set Sunday. Mind you, they performed Friday night, so that didn't make sense
right
in that sense. But they also said that next week, week two of Coachella, they will be live streaming their set.
On a Friday.
On a Friday, the day of the event.
Which, low-key, I'm kind of okay with them not having streamed on Friday or Saturday. Because then you could have watched Brown Bag.
Facts. We don't have to compete with them.
They were waiting for us to drop.
Well, there was a lot of people on YouTube, Matt, like, waiting for hours, saying, like, hey, where's this set?
Yeah. Damn, when I hear this, I always think, like, contractually, because we'll have concerts. Like, I've had so many, like, radio concerts that I've been a part of where the artist does not agree to stream their set. Like, that's a whole nother check for them. Like, you paid me to perform here for this audience. You're going to have to pay me for some streaming. And that has to be a way bigger check because there's probably going to be more, if not as many people watching and watching repeatedly and for longer time than people that are here, right? So that feels like a money play to me, to be honest. It feels like some kind of stipulation within contracts. And then there's also the point of, like, sometimes with Coachella, since it's 2 weeks, they're going to allow some artists to stream the first week and then some artists to stream the second week.
Which that makes
so
sense.
So, like, to, like, kind of spread it out. Because otherwise you watch it 1 week, you're not going to come back for the second week.
I feel like we would. It would be the different set. Like, maybe it'll be the same set, but they'll same have set. Different.
It's usually the same set, though.
But maybe they'll have different guests or something different.
Fucking, I didn't even know that. The same people that play week one, play week two. I was hit like Jose. Shout out Jose. He said he cried during the Karol G set. I just want to put that out there real quick.
You did?
Shout out Jose. But
he's going to edit this out?
Yeah. But I just wanted to, I didn't know. I was like, but my mom this morning was telling me, she's like, oh, mira, mijo. Ese evento, Coachella, son racistas.
No chela.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened? And then I was telling them that they didn't stream their shit. And I was like, oh, shit. Damn. But, and then what Leti's saying does make a lot of sense. Like, because who knows? Maybe it was
like literally, that's not stuff you tell fans. You know, like, a regular viewer is not going to know, like, the ins and outs of that.
We so know that because
we've been around it. And legit, that's a thing. I remember, like, they won't even tell you till day of, like, no, you're not streaming my stuff. And it'll be headliners. Like, imagine we have Drake on a festival. But he says, hey, my set is not being streamed. You can't do anything. Mm. But then the people watching the stream for Drake, they're going to come at your head. And
that's
they do.
Yeah. It's exactly what happened.
It's happened so many times for me personally, like on from a radio aspect, seeing that to me, that's what this feels like.
I was just wondering if it's because there's so many conflicting sets, right? Don't there people go right. on at the same time as other people?
But what I think with Coachella, they have like different views.
Yeah, they have three different channels.
Oh, they have three different channels. Oh, okay.
And so from what I understood, while they were supposed to be playing Grupo Firmes, it was a bunch of ads just playing on YouTube.
Oh.
What I will say though, like calling it like Latinophobia.
Racist and Latinophobia, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because they could have just like not even had them there.
Yeah, and then they've had like Los Trigues del Norte before.
Los Tucanes.
They've had a lot of legendary acts.
And they had Latinos. They had Anita. They had Karol G, Natanael Cano.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had and then, they had Latinos.
Yeah, more behind the scenes is that's like, everybody thinks it's like Coachella is like a thing on its own. And it's like Golden Voice owns, you know, a majority of it. So it's like... True. Golden Voice books all these acts across the world.
Right,
you know,
and they're not racist.
At all. So it's like, you know, that kind of doesn't...
Yeah,
some of them are Hispanic.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be anti-yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think just at the end of the day, their freaking ethnicity is money.
Yeah.
And them, it makes money to stream these artists.
And you know,
I don't think Coachella on purpose does not want to play. It literally had to be some contractual,
honestly,
fine
it been,
print stuff.
It could have been miscommunication.
Maybe, because Grupo Firme seems so, like, genuinely excited.
I was going to tell you, fucking did Edwin or any of them put a statement out about the...
No, they didn't. They, on their Instagram,
yeah,
all they
seems more
said,
likely
like,
on some
like, they kind of, like... Sorry, Coachella.
Cut the check and then you can stream us.
Yeah.
You see, they're mad at you. They're not going to be mad at us because they love us.
What I'm curious of is like, there's different like VPNs, right? So like we see our feed. It's from YouTube. It's from a US point of view. What if you watch YouTube countries in Mexico, they were streaming it like that because everybody wants to see it over there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
We don't
that's
know.
That's why they call it racist. Okay. That would make sense because a lot of the tweets were in Spanish too. Mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A lot of the fans.
Just saying.
But did you see that video of the guy that was in the crowd and he's white AF? But he is a Grupo Firme fan. He called them Firm Group. He said, "I'm here for the Firm Group." I think it's in the chat. Was it in the chat?
Yeah,
yet?
No. I think you just sent it. Yeah.
And then it's so good. And he's singing along to the song.
Shout out Jose. Jose was telling me that all the white fans were like, "Gracias, bueno."
There we go. Yeah. That's fire. Shout out Grupo Firme. Y'all are invited to the carne asada. Yeah.
That's dope.
Those are like I love white people like that.
Yeah,
because like who embrace our culture. Yeah,
because they embrace our like culture. Us and they're so like respectful about it.
Yeah.
And Grupo Firme is like, and just that genre in general, it is unapologetically Mexican. It is not Americanized. They're not trying to cross over purposely. So you really have to see like full like this is as raw as it gets. Yeah. You know. Regional Mexican music is
that
it.
Shit is regional like a motherfucker. Well,
do we have the video? Can you pull up the video we're talking about? The I'm here to watch the Firm Group or something.
I'm here to watch the Firm Group. That's so funny.
That's like and you would think like it's just joking. Yeah, you just think it's joking until like literally the guy starts playing and he's singing the song. Like he's singing the words.
Yeah.
Shout out to Firm Group.
I mean, Banda MS was there too.
Yeah, Banda MS. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, like, where was their set? Because I haven't heard anything about.
You know what? I think it was just overshadowed by Grupo Firme. Because everyone keeps saying like Grupo Firme, like Banda MS. If you put them together, it was Grupo Firme that killed it.
Wow.
Which I get it because I feel like maybe Grupo Firme was attracting the younger crowd.
And yeah. Keep it a buck. You think Grupo Firme surpassed Banda MS?
Heck yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to put that out there.
Just saying, because before, I wouldn't even listen to Banda. Like, yes, I would listen to Corridos Banda because of my family, but now I listen to Banda because of Grupo Firme.
Mm. Yeah.
There was
a lot of Latino representation on this year's lineup.
Yeah,
yeah. Not that performed, too.
Mm-hmm. I think DJ Lechero DJed this shit.
Yeah, that's he fire. DJed something. Firm Group. But look, watch how he like sings along after.
That's hard. That's so fire.
That's so fucking amazing.
Right? Yeah. I love that. With a Mexico shirt on.
Yeah, that's a Mexico jersey.
That's love dope. It.
It's the Firm Group. And it's funny because there was like a, like Dr. Dre made a group called The Firm.
Oh, yeah.
With AD and AD.
AZ,
my bad. Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the day,
shout out AD. Nah, but that's dope. I think maybe it was just miscommunication.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah. Or no, now she's the check clearing.
Yeah, now she's making me think. And no,
legit, it could have been so many things.
To us, but the public, we wouldn't know that. That's all backhand stuff.
If I didn't even know it was a thing, shout out
the backlash. Yeah. That is being presented is the same backlash I've seen for these other artists when they don't want to live stream, but we kind of have to bear the brunt of like, why aren't they live streaming? It's like,
especially when you're waiting for them. There's a lot of people sitting by their computer, probably had their drinks in their hand,
ready,
about to take a shot.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, that's like when people be mad at us for not dropping on time.
Yeah, they'd be like,
shout out to y'all because you pay attention.
Yeah, nah. I think
that was not a shot.
Yeah, that was not a shot to you, Jose.
That was not a shot to you
Jose's
either.
Like,
not to me. Why to me?
I don't drop the podcast.
Jose was like,
you upload, Vic. I know. It's a shot at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jose was like, Firm Group.
Firm Group.
And they surpassed Banda MS.
In my opinion.
No, mine too.
Little opinion.
And everybody's, I think.
Edwin was dancing in front of Banda MS.
People were dancing?
Edwin.
Oh, Edwin. He was also dancing on Carol G's set, too. Bichota. Did you guys see all the blue wigs? Oh, wigs?
No.
There was a bunch of blue wigs.
Shout out to Carol G.
Yeah,
Bichota. So girls went with blue wigs?
I don't know.
Girls and guys?
I don't
know. A blue beard?
No. Yeah. Blue hair?
Blue hair.
He had a beard and everything.
A guy went with blue hair.
Damn. I don't know.
Also, for Carol G's set, I want to shout out what she did. She took the time to, while she was honoring different, she was doing a bunch of hits from artists from the past, but she made it important note to say, I want to make these I want to play these songs because they were at one time the number one song in the world, but they were never allowed the time to be at Coachella. So she did Celia Cruz, Carnaval. She did Como La Flor by Selena, and she did Shakira. I want a Shakira record. And for her, it was important that not only am I going to be one of the Latina artists that's on here, I'm going to rep for all the Latinas that should have been here forever ago. So I think that was beautiful of Karol G. That's a great way to, like, really show respect and show honor to, like, the girls that come before you
in this game. I love when people do that.
Yeah.
And she did it in a very respectful manner.
Super.
And then, because she also, like, I think it's dope that she also, like, obviously she brought out Becky G to the Little Mommy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's dope that, like, bro, she's paying homage to people that probably didn't ask for, not like that, but, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, she's showing them, like, hey, like, obviously, our time is, like, now. Mm-hmm. And just know I respect you guys. And show
yeah,
you
she's using her platform to and really give them the flowers.
And she knows that them doing what they did, in a way, allowed her to do what she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They paved the way for her. So I really love when people that are really, like, killing it in today's day and age show love and respect to, like, the older people that yeah, have done it before. Because you always get those people that are, like, you don't even know if they actually like what they do or right, give a fuck about the history of shit. Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn, you don't even give a fuck, huh? You're just here for the check. Yeah. I don't like to feel like that as a consumer, as a fan.
I agree. You yeah, know, this makes me root for yeah, her more. But exactly, let me play what she said.
Yeah.
That's just so fire to me.
Wow.
So
what
a moment. Yeah. That's so fire to me.
Give me the chills. Yeah.
Right?
Same, yeah, like, same.
Oh. And her accent makes her more sexy.
Yeah.
Duno, baby, I love
so
you.
So we're on Karol G's side, right, with this whole Anuel.
Oh,
right?
I'm going to be chote.
Yeah,
be chote.
Thank you. Because then Anuel is something so stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, I was chilling. Just real quick. I was chilling, and my sister was like, I'm Karol G, and all the homegirls were like, yeah, that's our bitch right there.
Exactly. We're all bichotas.
Yeah. We are like, all Karol G.
And they're singing the Anuel song like, shut up. You have the homie's name tatted on you. But yeah. Shout out Anuelcito.
Shout out Anuel. Thank you, Angie. No, he said shout out
Anuel. Oh, shit, my fault. Shout out Karol G. Shout out Karol G.
Thank you, Angie, for
you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Speaking of blue.
Brown pride.
Could this be, I don't even want to say it because it might be like cursing it. And I don't want to curse this. You know how when Black Panther came out and people were like, oh, like we want our own ethnicity hero or yeah, whatever. Not comparing it at all because Black Panther is just a hero in general for all mankind. Wakanda forever. But Blue Beetle, did you do it?
Yeah, we did it.
Blue Beetle is a new superhero movie coming out from DC, and it is the first Latino-centered superhero movie. It is about a Mexican boy named Jaime Reyes, who I don't know if he gets stung by a beetle, but low-key, this is like the June bug, like that one blue beetle. They call it a scarab because it low-key looks like the Egyptian scarabs. Mm. So it gives him these... it gives him these powers, and he becomes the Blue Beetle. And the movie is centered in Texas with a Mexican family, and that's never been done before. I know there have been people, like the guy that played Spider-Man, he was Puerto Rican and black.
Oh, Miles Morales.
Yeah. But I think that was more so that it's centered around, like, America, or it's centered...
Brooklyn.
Like... And it wasn't more so like deep rooted in the culture. Think more Coco related. Think more like honed in on like this character and the isms of Latino culture. I believe that there's gonna be a Latino like the crew, cast, directing, all of that is very much hands on to make this similar to like how we say Black Panther would be for Black Panther.
Marvel.
Yeah. Like, for Marvel, yeah. And I do think that that's important to note because even, like, Black Panther had a black director. I know that even before Black Panther, there were other black superheroes, but it's just very different when it's like a set movie for this type of a superhero. And it is starring Xolo Maridueña, who is a Cobra Kai. He's in Cobra Kai, which is big already in Netflix. Yeah. Like, people Miguel. Love Cobra Kai. I interviewed him, and I've never seen Cobra Kai in my life. No, I just felt like karate stuff is not necessarily for me, and that's my bad. Like, I just never checked it out. Yeah. But he's popping.
Nah, that show is fucking dope, and he's the best character on there. Him and the dude, the son of the other dude.
And, you know, like, when I interviewed him, he was such a good energy that I'm like, damn, I hope this for you, like, turns out really well. Like, I hope this turns out, like, something that you can even just set your career more forward towards. Like, you played the Blue Beetle, and then stuff went, like, hit it off for you. But already the Cobra Kai stuff.
Yeah, and he's only, what, 20?
Yeah, he's really young. I don't even think 20. Yeah. Think teens.
I'm mad at him.
You wanted to be the first.
I want to be Blue Beetle.
Loki, why did I love that it's the freaking June bug that we all used to tie?
Oh, yeah.
And a make a around? Kite. Whoa. It's that one.
Hey, it might not be too late for you. Will you get a roll in there or something?
Yeah. And Blue Beetle?
That would be sick.
That would be fire.
You won't be the Blue Beetle, but maybe you could be like a bug or something. Should I be like a
sidekick?
That's what I'm saying.
You could be like Niño de la Tierra.
True.
Those are like badass.
Oh, those are scary.
Those are so scary.
When you light them on fire, they cry like a baby?
You've lit them on fire?
Whoa, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
We all haven't? I thought that was a thing.
Definitely not.
Hey, you guys think tying, but you guys think tying a scarab is animal abuse?
No, it's insect abuse. Why you gotta do me
like that?
It's insect abuse.
I should do it too.
Why you gotta do it? No, I know.
It was really out of love.
But we didn't kill it.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. We didn't kill it.
And we let the
string go. We just played
with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes it's little lick would pop out.
We don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
You know what is insect abuse?
What?
The freaking magnifying glass or the glass that will you'd burn either ants. You've done it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You would burn leaves. I've burnt leaves before. Oh, yeah. But I've seen
bored.
People...
I've been bored and then just like
bring yourself.
No, there's like ants walking like in a group and just throw water.
Oh, yeah, we've all done
that's
that.
Animal abuse.
No, it's
that's
not
animal death.
Well, while you're walking, you step on ants.
I know, but
time.
If tying a thing on the guy on the scarab on the guy,
yeah. Oh my god, what if they tie him like that on the movie?
What if that's like, how they capture him?
Yeah. Oh, what if that's how he got his powers?
Oh my god, when they put him in a water bottle,
you're stupid.
Oh man!
We're rooting for you, Cholo.
Nah, yeah, this is gonna be dope. I like his name is Cholo. That's
yeah,
super
it's
dope.
Cholo because I call him Cholo, and he's like it's Cholo, oh, which is essentially the same, but yeah, no,
it's
not
with
the same.
X. It's with the X.
Very Aztec, very unique. I love that for him, and that just makes me feel even more proud. Like, let's say he pops off and he's like a star,
the next like Brad Pitt.
He's gonna have like an Aztec, indigenous Aztec name be in everybody's mouth.
That's super important.
You know what I'm saying?
And then he's gonna do a movie where he's a kid coming up, and we're gonna interview him in the movie.
Oh, that's the movie. Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, have roles in the movie, interviewing people?
Yeah.
That's sick.
I get
have you done that before?
No.
Music videos and stuff, though.
Music
right?
videos, yeah. But movie, that's next level.
Next.
Yeah. It'll happen. But shout out to Xolo. I don't know how to, even, there's an Enya in his last name, so I don't want to get it wrong.
Maridueña?
You said it.
Yeah.
And do you think his family used to be like, I mean, a Xolito.
Well, this is what I love the most about him. So Xolo is the dog from Coco, the weird looking dog.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're Xolo dogs. Like they're like.
Oh, that's what they're called.
Yeah,
oh.
But like they have like the similar name.
Yeah.
I thought that dog's name was probably Fido Lice or something.
No, not name, but like the breed.
Ah, the breed. Oh. Yeah,
like the breed of dog.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's like a guide type of dog. But. His mom, which is fire, which I love, his mom used to produce the Wake Up Show on Power 106. The Wake Up Show is huge. The Wake Up Show is Sway and Tech, and it is legendary. A lot of artists used to come on the Wake Up Show to freestyle, to really show who they are. Wake Up Show is where Eminem got discovered on, like, on Power 106.
Biggie
like,
rapped on there.
Yeah, Biggie rapped on there. Like, Wake Up Show was the hip-hop show to go to. Like, even till in its later years, it's just very in high regard. And that's why people love, like, people like Sway because of just what he did with the Wake Up Show. Xolo's mom was a producer on it. So that's fire.
She's an OG. He's tapped in.
Tapped in. And what I liked about Xolo is he's like a little hip hop head too. Like he loves Good Kid, Mad City. He loves Chance the Rapper a lot, even though like Chance is going through his phases right now. But like I like that about him. His energy is
so he's from
right
here too. He's from LA?
He's from out here.
Where, like the Valley or?
I'm not
here?
Too sure where, to be honest. But I know
that's dope.
Clearly, we'll if Lance is from, I'll claim him. Shoot, wherever he's from, I'm from.
Xolo.
But from the superhero, Mexican superhero, to the real life hero, Isaac El Pitbull Cruz. Man, this kid is on fire. He just won this past weekend playing, I'm going to get this name wrong, Gamboa.
His first thing is like Yadi
Gamboa. Yorkis.
Yeah.
Knocked him out in the fifth round, okay? So this guy, Gamboa, is a guy that I believe it was either Haney or Gervonta that it took them a while to beat him, right? So basically, Isaac is playing guys that, like, the big dogs in his league would probably be Gervonta Davis, Haney, and Ryan, right? But Pitbull is beating them in less rounds. Like TKO, a guy that took them like 10 rounds in five. It's just showing like his growth and his progression. Also, Ryan Garcia is definitely on the table. I think they asked him in like the post-fight interview if he'll ever fight Ryan Garcia. And he's like, essentially, Ryan has to take a number to fight me because he's on his own like goals. And he's like, yeah, you got stand in line, bro.
Damn.
Which I thought was fire.
I love that.
Oscar De La Hoya tweeted, $1 million, Isaac Cruz, Ryan Garcia, let's go. So he's already like trying to like put his hat in the race of like, you guys, let's make this happen, which would be fire. Pitbull would rock Ryan. Ryan is tall, but Pitbull fought Gervonta Davis. Mm-hmm. And Gervonta even said like, damn, Pitbull being smaller, more stocky, it's harder. It's harder to knock him out because they're just more punches.
And then he was for sure like, I know there's like a big controversy of like, who's dodging who between Gervonta Davis and King Ryan, and they're going back and forth. But I think seeing Pitbull, like, he's like, I'll take the fight, fuck it.
Yeah.
And Pitbull went in there and put in work, didn't get knocked out.
No, didn't get knocked out.
Won by decision, obviously. People know how, obviously, Gervonta Davis was going to win that
but
fight.
But Davis is like a knockout king. Like, this fool lays them out. And so even for him to withstand Pitbull, I mean, withstand, Gervonta means a lot to me as like a boxing fan. Like, oh, you got it.
Yeah, do your shit, fool. Yeah. It's cool to take that L because you took your first big fight against somebody that's already, Gervonta Davis, no matter what he says, he's a respected fighter. He's a beast.
He made a name for himself.
It puts you on a lot of people's radar. Like, we're paying attention to the Pitbull, like Gamboa fight, and it wasn't even the main card. It was Spence and Ugas.
I didn't even watch the last one. I was watching the Pitbull fight.
Yeah, and then he's from TJ, I think.
I know he's from Mexico. I don't know where.
I think he's from. Can we fact check that real quick one? And I think he's from Baja California.
Yeah, and he's like his family are boxers. Like he really grew into it. He feels very much like again like the boxer you want to root for.
The underdog.
Definitely the underdog, but and just like. Loves it for like the love of it. Learned all of like the what?
I'm wrong. He's from El DF.
El DF.
Your paisano.
That food probably my cousin.
Loki probably is. That's
a perro. I need a job. Yeah. Hey, that's all he is. He is. I don't know what time he's from TJ.
Fire.
He's from Mexico City.
That's fire.
He's young.
Yeah, he's 24. He's really young.
Yeah.
But that's why they're all in that same like that same gen. Like it's Gervonta, it's Haney, it's Ryan, and it's I think it's Pitbull. And then you have like the other ones, but they
can't. Ryan said he's gonna take the fight. He tweeted that he wants to fight him.
Ryan's down to take the fight.
But if
I can't wait to see that.
But if Ryan loses, he'll never ever reach Canelo status. Ever. Yeah.
I think I'm willing to bet that Ryan just will never reach Canelo status because of even who he is. He's too Americanized. Ryan's last fight, he didn't come out. And I'm it's weird to even put it like this, but Mexican fighters have pride in being from Mexico. 100%. They'll walk out with the flag with mm-hmm. some Spanish music. Ryan did none of that. Have gloves that are on their feet trunks, or yeah. trunks, something. None of that. He had green gloves, but it was like green and something. It wasn't necessarily the colors of the flag. And then he had like a lot of emblems, but it's like a King Ryan stuff. Like he's branding himself, right? Yeah. But it makes sense because he's from out here.
Yeah.
You know, but someone like Pitbull is from Mexico, reps Mexico, talks yeah. about how he wants to bring this for who we are, for us as a people, for our types of fighters, for our boxing style. I think if even Isaac and Ryan fight, it's going to be like Chicano versus Mexican.
This reminds
like,
me of...
Like the hardcore Mexicans versus the Americanized Mexican.
This reminds me of Oscar versus Cruz.
Yep. I was going to say Oscar versus Vargas,
oh,
too.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Fernando Vargas. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Vargas was diehard like yeah. Mexican.
Yeah.
And then freaking Pretty Boy.
Yeah. Everybody was looking at... And then at the time, he was trying to make himself more Americanized. I feel mm-hmm. like Oscar was... marketing himself more like, yeah. I'm Mexican-American, Mexican-American.
Yeah. Didn't speak Spanish. Like, yeah, yeah, definitely.
He wasn't embracing that side until after, I think, the Vargas fight. He started to represent his Mexican side a lot more.
Yeah.
Because he saw how the fans turned on him when put up against Vargas.
Yeah.
And for they're both under the same camp, I think.
I think it's been switching so much recently. Like, especially yeah. with Ryan, right? He was part of, like,
Canelo's camp.
Canelo, then stuff happened and stuff happened with Canelo when he was under Oscar. It's just been moving around weird.
Well, I think Canelo, I mentioned too, that like Ryan will never reach his potential if he keeps doing social media.
And again, it's because Canelo is very like, you got to be in the gym every day. You like, this has to be your bread and butter, like your life. Job. This has to be your life.
Yeah.
And I think with Isaac Pitbull Cruz, this is going to be his life.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
For Canelo is the Kobe of boxing.
Yeah, he's very much, that's his, like,
that mentality
like,
is,
well, isn't it? Boxing is life, or is that's his, like, motto.
Yeah, mm-hmm. one of those things.
Or
I don't know. Just watching Isaac, because I, like, just from, like, observation, like, if Ryan would have took that fight with Javante and lost, mm-hmm. I know it would have been very much of a, like, the judges, but Isaac took that shit, like, yeah, fool, I came in here, I put up a fight, I didn't get knocked out like everybody else, what's up, let me, Isaac got a chance, and he's running with it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing's handed to him, he's,
I love it.
He's a hustler.
From the outside looking in, King Ryan Garcia, ego way too big.
Yeah, really big. And so young in your career, too. And it's cost fighters
so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same type of mentality. But even, like, with Pitbull, right? Like, he's lost and he can still get Canelo status because of the heart that you see in him. Mm-hmm. And literally just the power that you see in him, too. And, of course, Canelo did lose before he's Canelo. Yeah. Like, he lost to Mayweather.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's not all about being undefeated.
It's more so just, like, the heart you have for it, the work you put into it, and just the fight that you give it. And I think this guy is less show. Mm-hmm. He's more fight. And the other guy, like, Ryan is more show. And clearly he's great. He's talented. You can't put anything past Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan's a talented ass boxer.
You know who else? And this is, to me, like, a sign also of, like, when I know someone has it, when like one of his mentors is Pacquiao. Pacquiao will go to the fight. Pacquiao's there in his corner. Pacquiao just is a fan of boxing. And you know, and he's like has no any which way trying to sway. Like sometimes with Oscar, it's like, who is it? Who's beneficial to Oscar? Feels like sometimes. Cause is it on his camp? Of course, Ryan and stuff like that. Whereas, like, there's these other boxers that are, like, Mayweather really likes Pitbull. Like, it shows you that, like, oh, there's an actual, like an esteem for this kid.
Yeah,
like the real boxers really like this guy.
It's one of those things where, like, like, Ryan is popping on social media and the kids love him and the girls. But,
the
like...
The goats fuck with this kid.
But Cruz is liked by the big homies.
Yeah, and even, like, with, what's his face? Gervonta. Like, Canelo likes Gervonta. Yeah. And it's, like, for all... Like, when we get into boxing, it gets very, like, divided off of race. Mm-hmm. But it always also means something when, like, Canelo, who's pro-Mexican style of boxing, is like, no, I like this kid. Like, I think he has it. Because I like heart more than anything.
Yeah.
And so when other boxers of other ethnicities, too, say that about Pitbull, that's why I'm like, oh, yeah, this is real.
Yeah.
Like, this kid has
He has a respect of his peers. And
so I get super excited about him. I'm so excited about him.
I can't wait. If that fight happens soon, I'm going to be...
Oh, right, my God. Imagine he comes out with the singer from El Tri on his next fight.
Because imagine how you would feel if he comes out with that singer. But yeah. Then Ryan comes Alex out Lora. To, like, I don't know, like a TikTok dancer. Like, or something. He comes but out I'm TikTok saying, like, dancing. I forgot what song he came out to this past fight. I'm not too sure. But I know it wasn't, like, a Spanish song or even, like, Spanish nothing.
Yeah.
It's like he's owning that, like, hey, I'm not part of, like, I'm not that.
His parents speak English?
His parents speak English.
Yeah, my...
He doesn't drink beer.
Yeah, he doesn't drink beer. He's shotgun beer.
Yeah. And it's nothing bad because you want to own that too. Even being an American Hispanic is its own culture. But that's more his culture than like the actual Mexican boxers. That would be like a Canelo or like a Pitbull that seems to be in that
lane. It's like, yeah, it's like the same lineage of like Julio Cesar Chavez. And it goes down the line of like these people that represent a whole country and then... You know, the Mexicans in the States start getting behind them.
Damn, that's so crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Facts.
He just puts in for the little guy.
If they fight, we got to go up there. We have to be there.
Oh, yeah. I was at the last fight, guys.
I know. Well, you got to tell us in advance. And we won't sit but like right next to you, but we'll be like up top a little bit. But we'll still like wave down, you know?
So don't you, we'll turn on our flashlight so you can see us.
You're stupid. Yeah. Oh, we'll do like little signs with the bleep.
Can you see me? Can you see me? Can you see me? No service at all.
I'll FaceTime you guys from there.
So we can get a clear view. Because we're going to be sitting in the 300 section.
No.
So you feel, huh?
No, it's that is more so Jorge's connects. Shout out, Jorge. Because we... Like, he clearly bought the tickets, but he's even now kind of getting more involved with, like, boxing and boxers and stuff like that. I'm excited for that because we're boxing fans. Like, we're a boxing household. So that feels like orgullo, you know? Yeah, like, oh, damn. Like,
I know. Wasn't George on TV last time?
Yeah, like, that.
I see that. I texted you. She's like,
that's hard.
Ah, I know.
Yeah.
They had to, like,
I'm proud of him.
I was like, oh, look, that's Letty. Because the homies, they know, like, oh, that's Letty's husband.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know that for us too, right?
Yeah, he's somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, this year, you guys have both been on TV, you and Jorge.
Facts.
That's hard.
We're in a race. We used to race who got recognized more. No, recognize more.
We got a fatter page.
Depends on what we do. One of us is going to win out that too.
Were you ever like, I made 20 more grand than you?
No, but a lot of people, no, because he's a hustler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I might make more in one check, but he's going to make sure he gets a lot of checks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Mailbox money.
So you used to raise, about who got recognized more?
Yeah, and a lot of times people, initially in our relationship, because he was such a behind the scenes guy, people would be like, oh, you're Letty's boyfriend. Yeah.
Beyonce's husband. That's
Beyonce's
you.
Beyonce's husband.
You and him.
Because there was this stat before, like, I want to say, like, a few years back that people here know Jay-Z, but people, like, in other parts of the world know him as Beyonce's husband.
What?
Which is wild. It's wild to hear.
Yeah.
That's just like, oh, my God, hip-hop.
Yeah. No, but, yes, it's like the stuff we think we're in a bubble sometimes.
I think.
You know? We feel like we're in a bubble.
I think when I was, like, talking to this girl seriously, like, like, it was some girl was like, oh, you're Duno's Rose girl, huh? And then she texted me like, "Foo, fuck you. You're not even funny."
Hey, like, you're Traviesa's man, huh? I love her little laugh. Can we show her?
Yeah, I guess so.
Traviesa.
Are you camera ready?
Traviesa. I don't know.
She has an image to
she's
uphold.
She's always camera ready.
I'm asking her.
Well, are we going to flip it around or?
No, come over here. Sit on daddy's lap.
Whoa.
Chicken nugget reveal?
Chicken nugget reveal, come on.
Are we ready for all that?
You said yeah. She's down.
She's down.
Down.
She's coming.
You're down?
Claim it. Woo! Traviesa. Sit down. Move the mic.
Sorry.
Real quick, Traviesa interview right now.
Traviesa interview.
No, we don't need all that.
Because she won't be seen here.
No, sit right there, babe. Come on, it's not like you guys didn't do this already.
Show your shirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you're wearing it. Hey, get up, Traviesa. Don't fuck with her, dog. She will come after you.
All the girls are like, damn, we can't DM Victor.
No, all the girls are like, the mystery's been solved because they be looking for who she is.
Would they repost each other?
Yeah.
You think they look for chicken nugget? Well, nice to meet you, Traviesa.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We've met you a lot of times.
Yeah.
Thanks, like.
No, I'm not.
No, just kidding. I'm joking. Monday, sorry.
I love this. I love this for you.
They get in the car, the door closes, so you don't want me to come on camera.
So was that, what was that hesitation? Why didn't you let me just sit on your lap after like 1 second? Why did it take 3 seconds?
That's you with Jorge, huh?
That's any girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't seem like a toxic puppy.
FaceTime him now.
Yes, I am. I was telling Letty, yeah.
FaceTime him.
I wouldn't.
What is he doing right now?
No.
What is he doing right now?
No, I love it. Do it.
What is he doing right now?
Say it. What was your last argument?
I tell her, like, I like to argue, so I'll tell him, like, let's argue. And he won't like to argue, so then that would be.
She'll get mad that he doesn't want to argue.
Argue about what, though?
Just argue.
Just argue about anything.
call him, please.
I'm not gonna call him.
Ask him where he's at right now.
Oh, come on.
No.
Just wait.
Call
listen.
Him and ask him why yeah, he yeah, didn't yeah. ask you why you ate today or like what
yeah,
you
yeah,
ate
yeah.
today.
Yeah, just
he
funny.
Does. Listen, Linda's. Just call him.
I'm not gonna call him.
Angie, just call him and let him answer, and we hang up. Just literally,
and
that.
Then he's gonna.
Yeah, you'll like it because that'll be the argument.
Oh my
later.
God! Imagine he goes like, "Hey, Pickles."
Actually, he might be asleep because he wakes up at 5.
Oh, who cares? So do I. The fuck? All right, go. Call him.
I'd be so mad right now.
Just put it right here. Put it right here. Just hang up as soon as he answers. Shh. We're here. Such kids. Oh, over here, over here, over here.
He's gonna call me back.
Jorge wouldn't even let it ring, Angie. He needs to freaking get it together, okay?
When he calls you back, be like, how come he never answers?
Yeah. Damn.
Thank you. That's an argument.
But kill your phone right now. So if he calls back, it's dead. So you'd be like, hey, my phone died. But don't watch this episode, okay? Okay, bye.
He does.
It's okay. Look, you guys, we had so much fun.
It's probably one of our best episodes. Yeah. Shout out Traviesa.
Good vibes. Shout out Traviesa. Shout out Kendrick Lamar and the new album. Yeah. Shout out everybody. Shout out you.
Hell yeah. Fuck with us, dog. Episode.
Your bag being open, I just wanted to.
Stop it. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I feel like you should get a dope ass bag tattoo. No. Just go chunky with it.
Bye, guys.
Episode 41. Boom.